All right, welcome back to the second half of the MRR year-end top 10 special radio show. And now we have Rob Koons, and you're going to play what, Rob?
I'm going to play my favorite songs of the year, actually.
Go figure.
I'm going to start off the set here with a band that has come and gone and really kicked everyone's ass while they were here for their short life. This is probably one of my favorite songs of the year. It's so short and so fast and so great. And this is Scholastic Death. And here we go.
Anybody that tells you they form a rock and roll band because they want to contribute to the musical integrity of mankind is full of it. It's girls.
Fuck you, man! But it's on! Feed my ego, hit me the body with the fucking broke. Then I got what's done in the gut, bit in the dust.
shit. Wow, that was awesome. We just heard from Drop Dead, and they were doing At the End of Days, and that was from a split. They came out on Prank Records, and that was a split with Totalitar. And we had a little argument earlier of which side was better, and I was being ganged up on, but I definitely think the Drop Dead side is better, though the Totalitar side is pretty fucking awesome on its own right. And before that, we heard Asocial doing Asocial Attack, and that was the EP that was included with the double CD Barbaric Thrash Demolition Volume 3 that came out on 625, and there's about a billion songs on here, and they're all pretty awesome, and you should check it out. Before that, we heard Amity Peterson's Army doing Hardcore Del 2, and that's a pretty awesome track. And before that, we heard Tear It Up doing Play to Destroy from their Nothing to Nothing record, and I unfortunately missed their live set last night because I had to go to wrestling. I had second row ringside seats, and it kicked ass. But anyway... and before that, the first song we heard was Scholastic Death doing Killed by School. And I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the set. That was by far one of my most favorite tracks of the entire year. And who we got coming up next here? Hal? Sloop in here for a little microphone action.
You got it.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to scoot out of here, and you can take over.
Right on. Looks like we're going to start off with the Whore Daddy O's.
Johnson!
Yeah, that'll do it. We got it all queued up and going.
Yeah, we're all ready to go.
Right on. This one's called Good Drugs and Bad Girls.
I try to get
That was the Dial Tones doing Bad News off their split with the Alligators. And before that was Bottles and Skulls from their split with 400 Blows. And before that we had the Epoxies Synthesized, the FM Knives with TV Light, and the Whore Daddy-O started it off with Good Drugs and Bad Girls. Now stick around for Elliot's top five, at least his first set. What do we got there, Elliot?
Hey kids, it's story time!
That's for you, Hal. Oh, well, we're going to go into the relatively less punk and more metal grind section of the show. As I'm sure several people here are excited about. So the first song we're going to hear is from Structure of Lies. This is ex-UNRWA folks from the deserts of Arizona. The song's called Scorched Movement.
Stop! You are Paul Mordib. And your mother shall be a Sayyidina among us. We welcome you. The dream unfolds.
That lovely. That was the Red Chord with Like a Train Through a Pigeon. Sayyidina before that with Nothing. Relatively new grind band out of Sweden. Should be hearing more of them soon. I think they got stuff coming out on Relapse and whatnot. That record was a split with Bruce Banner on Putrid Filth Conspiracy. All the Suffering before them with Crippled, Reviled, and Pissed On by Dogs. New CD on Crucial Blast Records out of Maryland.
Crippled, Reviled, and Pissed On by Dogs.
Yes.
every Krusty's nightmare.
It happens to them. Gride before that with Nutnost off their split with Cockroach Gride from the Czech Republic. And Structuralized started us off with Scorched Movement. So I think Robert's going to come on and
yes,
talk
he is.
His shit.
I got some songs, unlike everybody else who didn't have any songs at all. I have some songs. I'm going to start my set out with Infect. They're a female straight-edge hardcore band from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Their record, the Entrepito record, Estrepito record that came out this year is, in my opinion, the best hardcore 7-inch to come out.
Didn't you play with them? I didn't mean to interrupt. Didn't
yep,
you actually
the
play
first,
with
first Brazilian band I ever saw live. Totally blew me away. Awesome band, awesome people, and this record is fantastic. So anyway, this song is called Em Nossos Maus. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but here's Infect.
Make you a dodo by filling your mind with his doo-doo. Don't let the devil make you a dodo by filling your mind with his doo-doo. I think that's kind of harsh. I'm telling you, that's what someone was doing, sucking on the bread, man. Devil done gave you a bunch of, dropped a bunch of stuff in your mouth and you suck it. And you want, until you stop sucking the wrong stuff, you'll never get the right stuff. You're sucking the wrong stuff, man. God didn't call you to be no sack sucker. Stop sucking the wrong thing. Close your lips. Stop letting go of your mouth. I just said tits, so what makes you? What difference do it make? You want them, and you need to get off.
Okay, that was Fat Day. Fat Day is from Boston, Massachusetts. They're all made up of Harvard graduates, and they're the most original, most ingenious punk rock band in the world. That was off their Poop EP. It was called Static West. Also worth getting, and the most... I'll go ahead and say the most brilliant CD to ever come out in the world is Fat Day 4, which was released last year. Fat Day are my heroes. They're fantastic. Before that was Iron Lung from Reno, Nevada with Storage Unit off their 625 EP. Skit System from Sweden graced us with a new LP this last year, and that was Den Yerza Dagen off that LP.
Yeah.
BG from Arkansas with Faith Destroyed. And Sakari from Oregon with Broken Fists Do Heal, and that set started off with my favorite EP of all last year. It was Infect from Brazil with Em Nossos Maus. And now Arwen is going to play some rock and roll songs.
Hey, folks. Thank you, Robert. He'll be back with his all Fat Day set after this.
God, I wish. Shortly.
I got a little bit more rock and roll and poppy stuff, hopefully, to kind of break up the show a little bit. First up, I got the Discords with Heart Full of Napalm. Okay.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
that was the Discords. They were like 10 or something when they recorded that, but
that,
probably
that wasn't
like,
the Discords.
No, that first off in the set.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Discords were first, then the Tirades. After that, Lost Sounds. Petrograd from Luxembourg were after that, and that last band was the Lipstick Pickups with Black Cherry Soda Pop. And now back to Mike Thorne.
All right, so I'm going to do, this is the second half of my top 10 greatest hits of the year of 2002, and Arwen, you just took a bunch of my records. Arwen! You just took a bunch of my records on accident. anyways, and this is going to be The World Burns to Death, and this is a track that is entitled Whom the Gods Destroy, They First Make Ridiculous, and here we go with the song.
We'll be right back.
That is, of course, the always brilliant Atrocious Madness off of their Total Control LP. Before that, we had Disclose off their new 12-inch with a track called Life of Fear. And before that, we had Accursed with Escape, and we started off the set with World Burns to Death with Whom the Gods Destroy, very first Ridiculous off their amazing The Sucking of the Missile Cock LP. And since we're running out of time, we're cutting some sets short, and now Rob Coons is going to play some killer jams.
Killer jams, yeah. I'm going to start this set off with one of my all-time favorite bands, the Almighty Jawbreaker. They did this reissue thing with some singles and some comp tracks and what have you, and it's called Etc. And here we go for the first track. Let's go.
What's the score? Got a friend, her name is Boxcar. Cigarettes and beer and elves. Her hair was blue, now it's green. Like a mind, she hates the same. My enemies are all too familiar. They're the ones who used to call me friend. I'm coloring. What's the score? Straight from the game is humane. My game.
Fox will come and fetch my phone. I know I'm not thanking myself alone.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
All right, my mic is way too high. Here we go. That was Nine Shocks Terror on the reissue of the Zen and the Art of Beating Your Ass record. That actually didn't make it into my top 10 that went into Maximum Rock and Roll, but Chloe stole one of my songs, the Ludicrous Stuff, so I threw that in as a honorary song because it rolls. And even though it came out a while ago, it was reissued this year, and it's awesome. And before that, we heard quite possibly one of the best parody records of all time. That's Gayrilla Biscuits doing Flaming Ass Still Burns. And yes, it does. And before that, we heard Life's Halt doing Hysteria off the Hysteria compilation. And if you haven't picked that up, you should. Not only is it an amazing record and all the songs are really incredible, but there's some really awesome posters in the record, which you can put up on your wall, and it'll look really punk rock. And before that, we heard Infest doing Sick Machine, and we started off the set with one of my all-time faves, Jawbreaker, doing Boxcar. And we got to round this up here pretty quick. Who we got coming up next?
We got Catheter. Let's talk more rock.
Damn it! I said I was all right! Are you listening to me? You hear what I'm saying? I'm all right!
Listen to my dumb attitude. I hate it with my will. Turn yourself every
All right, we got a little chaos here in the studio. Elliot didn't get his song lined up in time, so.
We're gonna play two more songs. The first of which is Elliot's, is by Majority Rule. The second of which is.
I think it's right.
Oh, here goes Elliot. But anyway, just so you know, you can listen to us every week on the web at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. That's MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio. If you've got any questions or anything else, you can email us radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. If you want to hear your stuff on the radio, you can send demos, CD-only releases, or two copies of your vinyl record, one for the collection and one for the radio, to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California. The zip code is 94146, and that is in the United States of America. What song is this, Elliot?
This is...
Speak in the mic.
These Hands.
These Hands from Majority Rule, and then after that we're going to hear Black Wall Hitch from Milwaukee, and their song is called Reason for Fear, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Never forget, rise above is the one.